Proclamation number 8469 of 15th of April, 1963. Resurrection of Jesus. Death has been overcome, and so you humans will also rise after the death of the body, and your soul will live forever. For I have given you the evidence that I rose from death on the third day because I overcame the one who brought death into the world. I myself have promised you eternal life if only you believe in me, for without redemption through Jesus Christ, in whom I myself died on the cross, your soul cannot awaken from the state of death. For so long my adversary still has control over you, who does not want to let the soul come to life. And even if you humans doubt that I truly rose from the grave, you can still attain life if only you abide by the teaching I gave you on earth. If you live in love, for then you will awaken from the night of the grave, then the light of day will shine for you, then your soul will also have attained eternal life. But I had previously informed people that I would rise from the dead on the third day, and my promise was fulfilled. And numerous people witnessed that the grave was empty, that nothing had remained in it. I only wanted to provide you humans with the evidence that you can also spiritualize your body if you follow me, that there need no longer be any death for your body either when all its substances have spiritualized themselves and joined the soul, and that you can then truly enter the kingdom of the beyond alive, as my ascension has also proven to you. The fact that after a long time you are no longer able to believe what happened at the time of my life on earth and when this life on earth ended for me is due to the state of unkindness in which humanity now finds itself. But anyone who lives in love also knows of his own accord that everything happened as it was conveyed to you. For he is told by his spirit which introduces him to the truth. And nothing will be able to dissuade a person who has been taught from within from believing in Jesus' suffering and death, in his resurrection and ascension. And this person will have no fear of bodily death, for he knows that he cannot perish but will only now return to his true home where he will live for eternity. I have overcome death. For without my act of salvation you humans would have remained in the state of death forever, because you would have remained eternally distant from me and thus my love and vitality would not be able to shine through you. But I gave my life in order to purchase life for you in return, so that you need never fear death again but will enter eternal life when your soul leaves the earthly body. Yes. You too can take your body with you into the kingdom of light and bliss if you spiritualize it in earthly life, if you dissolve all dross from the soul through love, if you can also determine the body to completely hand itself over to me and to live in my following. Soul and body can rise from the dead, as I have proven to you. Yet you will only rarely succeed in this total spiritualization in earthly life. But that it is possible is why I died on the cross and abolished all horrors of death for all who acknowledge me as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, in whom I myself descended to earth to suffer and die for the whole of humanity. And this act of salvation has found its conclusion with the resurrection, which was intended to be the evidence of the truth of my teaching for all people. For I predicted my resurrection on the third day. The fact that there is no longer any concrete evidence for it has to be in order not to curtail people's freedom of faith and will, but they can create the evidence for themselves at any time if they live according to my teaching, thereby awakening their spirit and now receive teachings through this spirit which concern that act of salvation until the end. Until the resurrection on the third day. Human beings will not be able to provide you with proofs, but the spirit within you, which is of divine proportion, can introduce you to the truth, and then you will be able to understand and believe everything which otherwise seems unacceptable to you. But as soon as you can believe in my resurrection, you will also know that your life does not end with the death of your body, but that your soul will be resurrected to a life which will last forever. Amen.